Ezra chapter 5. Then the prophets, Haggai the prophet, and Zechariah the son of Iddo, prophesied to the Jews who were in Yehuda and in Jerusalem, in the name of the Elohim of Israel, to them. And then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Yeshua, the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of Elohim which is at Jerusalem, and with them the prophets of Elohim helping them. At the same time came to them Tapnai, governor on this side of the river, and Shethar Boznai, and their companions, and said this to them, "Who has commanded you to build this house and to make up this wall?" Then said we to them after this manner, "What are the names of the men that make this building?" But the eye of their Elohim was upon the elders of the Jews, so that they could not cause them to cease until the matter came to Darius. And then they returned answer by letter concerning this matter. The copy of the letter that Tatnai, governor on this side of the river, and Shethar-Boznai and his companions at the Epharsachites, which were on this side of the river, sent to Darius the king. They sent a letter to him, in which was written this, "To Darius the king, all peace. Be it known to the king that we went to the province of Judea, to the house of the great Elohim, which is built with great stones, and timber is laid in the walls, and this work goes fast on and prospers in their hands. And then we asked those elders and said to them in this, 'Who commanded you to build this house and to make up these walls?' And we asked for the names also to certify to you that we write the names of the men that were the chief amongst them. And thus they returned us answer, saying, 'We are the servants of the Elohim of heaven and earth, and build the house that was built these many years ago, which a great king of Israel built and set up. But after that our forefathers had provoked the Elohim of heaven to wrath, and he gave them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon, the Chaldean, who destroyed this house and carried the people away to Babylon. But in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Babylon, the same king Cyrus made a decree to build this house of Elohim. And the vessels also of gold and silver of the house of Elohim, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple which was in Jerusalem and brought them to the temple of Babylon, those did Cyrus the king take out of the temple of Babylon, and they were delivered to one whose name was Sheshbazzar, whom he had made governor, and said to him, 'Take these vessels and go and carry them into the temple that is in Jerusalem, and let the house of Elohim be built in his place.' And then came the same Sheshbazzar and laid the foundation of the house of Elohim, which is in Jerusalem, and since that time even until now has it been in building, and yet it is not finished. Now, therefore, if it seem good to the king, let it there be a search made in the king's treasure house, which is there at Babylon, to see whether it be so, so that a decree was made of Cyrus the king to build this house of Elohim at Jerusalem, and let the king send his pleasure to us concerning this matter." End of chapter.